Well, now to the question for basketball fans tonight. What to watch? The Golden State Warriors play the Memphis Grizzlies, and if the Warriors win, they will surpass Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls for the most regular season wins in NBA history. But Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant becomes part of history when he plays his final game, ending his 20-year career. Ben McGrath is a staff writer for The New Yorker. He wrote a huge, beautiful profile of Kobe a while back. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. As Ben joins us on Skype. So, Ben, you have Kobe, the kid from outside Philly, who's named after a steak from a restaurant in the King of Prussia Mall. His father played in the NBA. But who was Kobe Bryant when he came into the league?
Kobe was kind of a rich kid growing up by the standards of many basketball players. And his father had also then played in Europe. And so Kobe spent a lot of his time growing up in Italy. And, he spoke Italian. He was kind of a suburbs of Philly kind of guy, not a South Philly kid. Mm-hmm. And so he saw himself as an outsider in some ways to basketball culture, not quite an African-American in the standard sense because he'd spent so much time in Europe and a suburbs kid. So he was seen as a kind of a spoiled, in some ways, petulant brat.
Well, because he knew what he wanted. I mean, you note that right away, Lower Merion High School, he said, I'm going to the NBA, and he skipped college and went. And that outsider status, didn't he in a way maintain that throughout the game?
His MO, which was, inspired a little bit by Michael Jordan, was this is a game of individuals. And certainly winning championships was the standard that he measured himself and everyone else against. But it was, he believed in this kind of what we later came to call hero ball idea of basketball as, taking one another on one-on-one.
Yeah. He scored 81 points in one game, 18 times an All-Star, League MVP 2008, two-time MVP in the NBA Finals, five titles, an Olympic gold medal. Kind of his early boasts, he came through. But at what price? He beat himself up physically.
It's funny because he's only 37, I say only, but he's played, because he started so young, he's played, more minutes on a basketball court than almost any player in the history, certainly top five in the history of the NBA. A guy who, as dynamic as Kobe, what that does to his joints, his knees, his wrists, his ankles. He's definitely not the player that he was.
Yeah. Well, but he also had remarkable recoveries. And, the story goes that he drank bone soup and that helped him recover from an Achilles tear. He told you 2 years ago in your profile, people say Father Time is undefeated, but people don't understand when they talk about Father Time and they look at my injuries, they're equating that to others who've come before me. It's almost as if he felt that he was somehow not going to follow what is the inevitable, that athletes get beat up and have to retire. From what you heard him say, in the past, how do you think he's handling this present truth?
Well, it's occurred in a kind of long, slow motion, right? We've had 2 years now since then where he's gradually and then at a certain point fairly suddenly come to terms with the idea that, of course, Father Time did defeat him. And really what we've been watching, this is a kind of a really long farewell tour that's kind of about Kobe Bryant's maturation. He was famously petulant and competitive and a bit of a jerk. And now his goodbye tour is all about Kobe being gracious and kind of humble. I mean, not that he's not going to take too many shots, which he will, but it's been an opportunity for him to sort of, grow into an adult who's retired while he's still playing.
Right.
In a way. Most people have to actually stop playing before they reckon with that.
Well, and he's had other humbling experiences, very humbling. He was arrested for sexual assault in 2003 in a hotel room that charges later dismissed. He reached a civil settlement, but all his sponsors except Nike dropped him. Incredibly humbling time for him. So we maybe have a new Kobe who's exiting, but just remind us, what was the beauty of his game?
Well, part of the beauty of his game was that he really wanted to take on anyone in any circumstance one-on-one, and he wanted the ball and he was going to do something surprising. He was willing to shoot from anywhere and able to get to the basket from kind of anywhere on the court, no matter who was in front of him. It's interesting that the contrast between the two games that people have a choice to watch tonight, the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry represent kind of the new NBA, which is much more around the periphery, three-point shots. and Kobe was much more kind of take it yourself, take it to the hoop kind of guy. And that game has been replaced to some extent. It's a thing of the past, and there's a bit of a nostalgia kind of. It's not just saying goodbye to Kobe Bryant; it's saying goodbye to the generation of basketball that Kobe is sort of the end of.
It'll be fascinating to see what's next for him. Very young man. Ben McGrath of The New Yorker. And again, we'll link you to his profile of Kobe Bryant at hereandnow.org. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.